Yeah, great. You know, it was quite a moment I didn't see coming, honestly. And it wasn't anything I was looking for. I think that's the really cool, fun thing about this project. It was nothing that I saw that I was trying to do or anything like that. It really developed that relationship. And so when you see that, you know, when you hear this music, it truly was a beautiful collaboration because it wasn't. It wasn't labels or managers getting together and go, you know what, I think if we put all these guys together, it would be really, it'd be a cool thing. It started with me and Tyler, the Florida Georgia Line, the duo Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard, and we connected over vacation. We were vacationing in the same spot last year in 2019 of May, so a little over a year ago, and just met each other randomly. I did not know him, and I walked up, I saw him, and I just said, and I said, hey, man, I'm Chris Tomlin. He's like, are you kidding me? He said, this is full circle of my life. And started talking about how much my music had meant to him, and how much he, you know, it was a big part of his inspiration and why he became a musician. I was like, and I was so floored. I could not believe that was what was coming out of his mouth. And I was like, what? I mean, the last thing I thought is he would even know who I am, much less it'd be such an impact. He goes, yeah, man, two reasons I'm in music is Garth Brooks and Chris Tomlin. I was just like, what? And he said, yeah, I started listening to you when I was in the eighth grade, which obviously I felt my age. And he said, I started all through high school, was listening to music, and it was a big impact in my life. And he said shortly after getting to college, you know, he met BK, his duo partner, and they were into worship music and doing all these things. And then the country music thing exploded, and their country music career exploded, and the rest is history. Well, at the same time, I connected with Thomas Rhett around the same time, and a similar story of just how much my music had impacted him, and I was really floored. And we just, that these friendships started coming, and so we used to what would happen if we got together and wrote songs, like blurred the lines, you know, just said, you know, didn't think about genres, and just, hey, what if we brought our world together and see what could happen? And that's, and we started writing songs, never thinking we're going to make a record, never thinking that, we thought, oh, it'd just be fun to write some songs together, see what happens. And the songs kept coming so quickly and so easily, and they were having so much fun. It was like music all over for me again. It was like a friend. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so great. It's a different way of writing, and so we just, these songs are coming. And also we thought, what if we made a record together? What if we just put something together? Again, labels weren't involved. We weren't talking to anybody. We just started making these demos. Then started making real tracks and records, and thinking, okay, what other artists would have a similar heart, right? Have a similar story, a similar faith, and would love to do this. And then you can see all these lineup of artists, and it just made complete sense. And Russell Dickerson's on the record, which Russell was obviously a country superstar now, but he was my guitar tech for years on the road before he was in country music. Lady A, I've had a relationship with them for a long time. Love those guys, and I know their hearts. And so I thought, man, this would be a perfect fit, and it just was. And the songs just started coming, and pretty soon we thought, man, we got something special here. Let's figure out how to put this out to the masses, and that's what you hear. And the response has been incredible.